How do you approach this in your own institution? Do your patients actually get endobronchial ultrasound first in this situation?
Yes, they do. The reason that this is easier at my institution is that one of my initiatives when I first came to NYU was to actually have the surgeons do the endobronchial ultrasound. So our group actually got the machine at all the hospitals that we work at. So we became, let's just say, after a learning curve, pretty good at endobronchial ultrasound. But also, we do rapid on-site evaluation, which means that we have the cytologist tell us when we aspirate in the operating room whether we've got lymph node and whether we've got suspicious cells. So to answer your question, yes. Now we have a patient that has 3A disease or suspected 3A disease. We will start with an endobronchial ultrasound, and then if we're still suspicious and we have a hot node and we just didn't get it, then we'll do a mediastinoscopy. But we can now get the diagnosis very nicely with endobronchial ultrasound and save the mediastinoscopy for later on.